You're listening to Your Magical Midlife, the podcast for women 40 and up. I'm Kate Higgins. I'm a licensed clinical social worker turned coach, and I'm here to be your guide, your friend, and your mentor. I'm here to light your way into your most magical midlife. Let's dive in. Rosebud Woman was developed in response to women's unaddressed needs for beautiful, luxurious products that provide relief and pleasure, whether it be for period pain, pregnancy, perimenopausal woes, or menopause symptoms. Intimate wellness products are often designed to use with a sexual partner or medicalized to treat a diagnosed issue. Rosebud Woman feels different. It feels ceremonial, like I'm doing a beauty ritual while addressing my 50-plus-year-old body's needs. Their everyday honor balm is gynecology-tested and hormone-free. It hydrates, conditions, and replenishes intimate skin. It is excellent for all phases of a woman's life. Go below to my show notes and use the affiliate link for 20% off. I'm going to ask you a question today, and I want you to think about this to yourself and really consider it. Are you willing to fail? Yeah, that's what I just asked you. Are you willing to fail? Are you willing to try new things and be absolutely, utterly, horribly bad at them? When you get to the middle of your life, I think it's harder to fail, right? Because everything feels so important. Everything feels like, well, I better get it right because I don't have that much time left. And I want you to put that thought down. I want you to consider putting that thought down. I get really caught up in perfectionism, which is kind of funny because if you saw the way I live in reality, I'm kind of messy. I don't do a lot of things perfectly. I half-ass many things. I'm doing this podcast off the cuff with no real outline, no script. No, nothing. I'm literally talking into this phone, sitting in my messy closet that I really could organize better as my partner is doing things outside in the yard and can't hear me. And I'm okay enough to release this podcast as it is, but I probably won't be listening to many of my own episodes, because if I go back and listen and analyze, I will just hate them and I'll hate myself and I'll be upset and I'll be like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassing. But you know what? You got to keep failing until you can do things correctly or right or well. There's a lot of fail before you do things well. When you're a little kid, you fail all the time, and it is no big deal, right? Think about the first time you tried to ride a bicycle. You probably fell right off of it. Think about the first time that you played kickball. I'm having a very vivid memory of being in the Blessed Sacrament gymnasium and having that kickball roll right towards me and missing it, kicking right over it, and having it, you know, hit the wall behind me. Like, I kicked and missed. And I didn't actually think about it at all. I just kept going. I just kept going until I learned how to do it. I banged at the piano until I learned how to play. And I can't play now in this present day at all. I sang horribly off key until I learned how to carry a tune. I tap danced in the kitchen until I found my rhythm and was able to do it. we all have to get over ourselves. Trying new things means getting out of our ego. Trying new things means getting out of our own way. Trying new things means being willing to be bad at them. I used to perform burlesque. You may or may not know this about me. So if you know this about me, it's not a big surprise. And I wasn't that great. I had a lot of fun, and I had moments of sheer genius, and I had a lot of moments where I was just average, and some moments where I was an absolute plop. I had times I couldn't get out of my costume. I had times I fell on stage. I can think of two times off the top of my head that I wiped out on stage. I can think of times where I forgot what I was doing and probably looked like an embarrassment. But you know what? I kept going because I was just having so much fun. And having fun was more important than being good. And what if you could apply that to any new thing that you wanted to do or try or experiment with? What if in midlife you could go back to experimenting and trying new things and just not having to be the best at them, not having to make it a thing, not having to monetize it, not having to make it your next career? What if it could just be fun? What if you allowed yourself to just fucking have fun? Think of how much fun you would have. Maybe you'll make a new friend. Maybe you'll discover that you're actually good at something. Maybe you'll, I don't know, have a flash of inspiration about something else unrelated while you're experimenting with the other thing that's just fun. If you do the same thing day in and day out, your life will stay exactly as it is now. And if your life is amazing and you have no desire for anything but what you have right now, congratulations. You're like the 0.2%. And I don't even think you exist. All of us want more. That is part of the human condition. You can have the best life and still desire more. I have a great life. Let me tell you, without bragging, my life is amazing. I live in a house that I love, that I bought at the right time, that I got for the right price, that has gone up in value, that's in a beautiful place in a very desirable city. I live with the love of my life. I live with the love of my life who loves me back. And it's amazing. And guess what? It was a struggle to get here. It was a hard road. But that's okay. It's good now. And it's not perfect. It's definitely not perfect, but it's really good. It could be better, but it's really good. And I'm happy most days, even though to relocate to a new city and then a pandemic hits and you can't make any friends. It's not easy to start over and find new friends in your 40s when you don't do the things you did in your 20s that made it easy to make friends. You don't go out and drink. You don't go out and dance. You don't go out and do this. You don't go out and do that. Your life is quieter. Your idea of what a friendship is different. That's all good. I'm just starting to make friends and it's kind of nice. I have good friends in New York who I talk to, some of whom I talk to every single day. Friends from the North, but you know, life could be even better. I could have a more fulfilling career and I'm working on it. I could travel more. That's not in the cards right now. I could renovate my house. Not in the cards right now. I mean, if I sat and thought about what I don't have, I could stack those things in a nice high pile, a nice high, tidy pile of things I don't have. But what I'm choosing to focus on is the amazing things I do have. And when you count your blessings, man, they multiply. And really, all of us have truly extraordinary lives. If you sat there and thought about the beautiful people who are around you, the gorgeous flowers you saw today, the beautiful sky you woke up to, whatever it is, they don't always have to be gigantic, huge things. Life is all about the beautiful, small things. And that's what makes your life good. And that's what makes your life amazing. And that's what makes your life worthwhile. Your life is magical. Your life is beautiful. Your life is amazing. If you are fearful and afraid to try new things, your life will stay constricted and contracted. And even if your life, even if you think that you have a great life now, it could always be better. The way to make a beautiful life even better is to experiment and have adventures. And that means taking risks. Take a small risk today. I invite you to take an itty bitty teeny tiny risk. Go do something that you're bad at. Go sing karaoke off key. Go, I don't know, become a burlesque performer at 55. Why not? Why not? They exist. Believe me, there is a thing called the Burlesque Hall of Fame. Now, granted, those women were performing in the 70s and 80s and were amazing back in the day and now are very elderly and are still amazing. That may not be you, but go and have fun anyway. Go try something new. Go try something new and be bad at it. Take that adult ed class. Go try to write your novel and crash and burn. Please, please do. The expansion happens in the risk. The expansion happens in not taking yourself so seriously that you can't wear a color that you wouldn't even normally wear. Some people are so afraid of life that they won't even wear a new color. They won't even put on a new lipstick. They won't even try. Don't be that person. Don't be that person. If you're somebody who is so afraid to go to the movies by yourself, please today go to the movies by yourself. Sit in a restaurant and read a book by yourself with a cup of coffee. Please get out of your comfort zone. Get out of your own way. Get out of the box. That's how we expand. That is how we grow. And that is how our amazing lives get more amazing. Trust me on this. Before we go, as always, we're pulling a card for this week. So take a moment and think about what you need. And I'm going to pull a card for us. And it doesn't matter if you listen to this episode in 2025 when you've stumbled upon it. It doesn't matter. This card is still for you. Whether you're listening to this on the day it's released, whether you're listening to it 5 years later, I don't care. This is our card right now. In the moment you're listening to this, our card is the Five of Wands. How perfect. The Five of Wands is about taking a risk. It is about slaying the dragon. It is about being unafraid despite the threats in front of us that are imaginary. The threat is imaginary and you are up to the task. So, get your sword out and slay that dragon this week. Promise me you'll try. Go out there and try. And if you get burned by the dragon, at least you tried. Trying is living. Thanks again for listening to Your Magical Midlife. I'm Kate Higgins, your host. You can follow me on Instagram at Your Magical Midlife. You can check out my offerings on my website, www.yourmagicalmidlife.com. I offer one-to-one coaching, group coaching, retreats, a blog, and this podcast. Please remember to like, rate, and review to keep me in those algorithms. Have a great week. See you soon.